Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Yes, what shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me. What a beautiful song. Tim Godfrey featuring Travis Green with Nara. Still tuned to Spectrum with me, Mpomoko. And you and I are together until 6 o'clock this evening. Given illustrative and Child Doyle will be taking over with I Am on 657 AM. And right now we're trying to connect with Simpiwe Mandlesilo. Simpiwe is a husband, a father. He's an author. He's also a doctor and a pastor. And we are talking about how to remain hopeful and to stay rooted in the Word of God in times such as these, you know, especially since we are dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. And, you know, definitely he has more, can I say, wisdom? Yes, because he's also in the medical field and also, you know, serving in the church. And we look forward to my chat with him. If you have any comment as we speak, you're welcome to send us a WhatsApp message, 0826572729. Remember that my guest is Simpiwe Mandlesilo. Simpiwe, welcome to Spectrum. And how are you this afternoon?
I'm fine. Thanks, Mama. Greetings to you and greetings to the pulpit listeners.
Good to be chatting to you this afternoon. Now, you know, a lot of people still believe that the COVID-19, it's still a myth. You know, even though we have people around us losing their lives daily, how can you sort of emphasize more on making people aware that COVID is real and it is here? You know, especially because you're a doctor, you are in the medical field, you know, you see what happens every day in hospital, and as your experience as well as a pastor serving in the church, you know, what is it that we can do, you know, more to make people aware of this?
You know, I can just say COVID-19 is not a myth. COVID-19 is a real disease affecting people. You know, I think by this time, most people, they know at least one person in their settings who has been affected. You know, we're talking about friends, we're talking about family members, you know, we're talking about colleagues, you know. It reminds me of the time, you remember when HIV was starting out, people, they lost their lives. People were denying its existence, you know, when they were told they must take the ARV. Some people, they died because they didn't want to take the ARV because they were saying that it's a need. I just pray that to God that we don't fall into the same trap again, even in 2020, you know, 2020, 2021, still the same thing that people are in denial. But I just want to say this to the listeners, COVID-19 is real. COVID-19 is out there. COVID-19 is killing people, whether you admit whether it's there or not, or it's killing people. And it's painful because it's wiping out families, you know, when people are still living this denial, it's wiping out families, you know. So I just want to tell the people who are listening that don't listen to all these conspiracy theories that are out there, all these fake news that are out there. We as the doctors work in the hospital, we are seeing this thing, and you test people, it's in the blood, you can find it in the blood. So it's not a myth, it's not a joke, it's not a lie, it's not all these things that are being said out there. It's a disease, and it's caused by a virus, a coronavirus, and it's killing people. So people must be aware of it and stop with this denialism.
Sure. And how can people try and keep safe? I mean, I think we sanitize, we wear our mask, but for some reason it looks like it's still, people still catch it. How do we try and keep safe?
Okay, so one thing that I always say to people is that always remember that any person that you are meeting could be positive without showing symptoms. There are people who are positive, but they don't have symptoms. That's where the danger is. And secondly, people, they have got this this notion of thinking that the people who have COVID-19 are outsiders. So you never think that your relative, the person who's close to you, you never think your colleague could be having COVID-19. So you start to forget, and then you start to lower your guard. But I want to say to people, any person that you meet, just have that thing in your mind that any person that I'm meeting, if I don't know the person's status, that person could be positive. Therefore, it means, what are you going to say to people? What is important? Stay at home. Do not leave home unless you really have to. I mean, go to work if you need to go to work, but avoid unnecessary gatherings. You know, Mama, this time is not the time where you should be calling your friends and saying, let's go for lunch and let's go for dinner. No, just stay at home for these few weeks of this few months. If it's going to pass, and then you can do those things afterwards. Don't put your life at risk because people are catching it. Because I usually catch them in those gatherings. And I'm from Eastern Cape, and I've seen Eastern Cape mainly funerals. Hmm. You know, people they go to funerals, and you know the time of funeral, that it's a very emotional time. People are crying, and you know, without even thinking, you already had the person, you know. And a lot of things happen. So avoid gathering. Use the mask at all times. And then you must have sanitizer in your bag. And keep a proper distance. You know, in the queues and in the shops, it's also very dangerous because you go to a shop and then you see that there are so many people that are inside there. You know, and then some people when they're in the queue, they are rapping over you, over you. So just keep a distance if you can. And as I said, if someone is asking you, can we please go for lunch? Can we please go for dinner? Just come with an excuse. For me, like, for example, I was at home. I stayed at home the whole vacation, the whole week I was at home. I never visited anyone. Unfortunately, I was like, I'm going to stay at home. And God kept us and came back and still negative. It's all about you taking care of yourself.
Sure. And what word of encouragement can you share with the listeners this afternoon? I mean, a lot of people have lost hope. People have lost jobs. You know, there's a lot of uncertainty and fear is slowly creeping in. What message of encouragement can you give us, you know, based on the word of God?
Yeah, you know, Mama, I was actually thanked, when I think about this, because when you have to encourage people, it's very difficult.
Yeah, true.
It's a difficult time, it's a painful time. We are talking about people who have lost their loved ones.
Sure.
We're talking about people who have lost their jobs. We're talking about people who have lost their income. And we're talking about people, you know, and I'm talking, and some people are listening. I know that there are people who are taking this disease, I'm speaking. There are people who are struggling to breathe, as I'm speaking. You know, there are people who are in the hospital, as I'm speaking, who are fighting for their life in hospital. But in the book of Psalms, chapter 50, verse 15, the Bible says, call to me when trouble comes. I will save you and you will praise me. Let me just repeat it.
Yeah.
Call to me when trouble comes. I will save you and you will praise me. You know, I just want to speak to people who are listening up. We are a nation that is in trouble. You know, the world is in trouble. The entire world is in trouble. God, people are just praying and asking for someone who can save them. But God has promised to save us in times of trouble. I just want to say to the listeners, call upon the Lord. You know, I see that when people are admitted in the hospital, we usually give it to the doctors, that the doctors let them do everything. And we sort of like take a step back. But I just want to say this afternoon, don't stop praying. Pray. Call upon the Lord, because God said that if you call upon me, I am going to save you. God has promised that if we ask him and we cry to him, he's going to answer us. People must cry just like the blind man was crying and saying, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. You
Amen.
Must cry and say,
sure.
Jesus, son of David, have mercy on my family. Have mercy on my colleague. Have mercy on my business. Have mercy on my home. I am telling you that God is going to listen and God is going to save you. You know, as I'm talking with you, I'm not talking at me, but I'm talking something that I've seen. I have seen, and I'm sure you've seen how I put on social media that people, if you've got someone who is ill, just let me know. People have been sending me messages so that I can pray for people that are sick. And God has been doing miracles.
Amen.
You know, even in those times when you hear that someone is in a high risk, someone is old, is got diabetes, some people have been in ICU. But when you call to God and say, God, we are calling upon you, we need you, we still believe that Jesus still heals. We still believe that Jesus Christ, there is no disease that Jesus cannot heal. So even COVID-19, we pray and say, God, please help us. So if you're in the hospital right now, do not stop praying. Pray to God and say, God, have mercy on me. Those are the words I want to say, that do not give up. Do not stop praying. Continue praying. God is going to hear you and God is going to save you. And I'm saying and I'm declaring it, that you shall come out of that hospital. You are not going to die. You are going to live. And
Amen.
If I declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living.
Sure. Wow. Before I let you to lead us in prayer, you know, but also I've also realized that there's so much information circulating on social media.
Yeah.
And sometimes we don't even know what is true, what is fake.
Yeah.
I mean, just this past week, I think it was on Monday, there were fake news circulating that the president will be addressing us. He's taking us to lockdown level 5.
Yeah,
you know, it's also how do we know what is right and what is wrong? How can we sort of encourage ourselves and stay away from, you know, feeding ourselves with all these scary news?
Okay. You know, I've written this thing before, and I said, you know, fear is the opposite of faith.
Yeah.
And faith comes from hearing the word of God.
Mm.
So it means that the less word of God you are hearing, the more fear you are going to have. So I want to say to the listeners, please saturate your mind with the word of God.
Amen.
Saturate your mind with the word of God. Saturate your mind with the promises of God. Saturate your mind with what God has said. His word. And I want to say to people, you must cut your news channels. You know, I used to when I had to work, and I'll listen the whole hour to news channels. But I noticed that the more I listen to news channels, the more I get depressed because I see people are dying and see that numbers are increasing, and then I start feeling all miserable. But I would advise people that try. You must listen to news, but don't listen to it most of the time. Just start with yourself with the word of God and ignore fake news on WhatsApp and in social media.
Mm.
You know, I think most of us, we know there are those messages that are forwarded every day.
Yeah.
And if you notice, when after reading that message, you never read a message from WhatsApp and then you are filled with joy. You're like, oh, it's always something that...
It takes your spirit down.
You feel so down after those messages. Words coming to an end. People, they talk about all these things. What I always advise my community members, if the message is forwarded on WhatsApp, just read, don't even read it, because fake news. We've got proper channels where we get news, where people get news.
True.
But if something is bringing you fear, it's making you depressed, it's making you feel down, and it's making you feel like the world is coming to an end, just rest assured that is not coming from God, that is coming from the devil, and we need to oppose the devil with the word of God. Whenever the devil comes, just read the word and it is written.
Sure. Now I'm going to let you to lead us in prayer. Pray for our nation. You know, this thing is all over the world, especially for those who are currently, you know, infected with the virus, you know, for God's hand to be upon them. Please lead us in prayer.
All right. Let's close our eyes. Then, Heaven, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come before you, take on Amanda, even in this afternoon. We thank you, Lord. We know that, mighty God, as I'm speaking, there are people, mighty God, that are in the hospital. As I'm speaking, there are people that are in ICU, oh God. As I'm speaking, mighty God, there are people that are listening, that are working hard, mighty God, fighting, mighty God, in this condition. But, Father God, I am releasing the power of healing, mighty God, over them. In the name of Jesus Christ, as a child of God, you said, you know, if my people are called by my name, they humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their evil ways. I in heaven, I will hear, I will forgive them, and I will heal their land. Father God, we pray, mighty God, that you heal our land. We pray for South Africa, oh mighty God. We pray for our mother. We come against the spirit of death in the name of Jesus Christ, mighty God. Those people, mighty God, right now as I'm praying, that are struggling to breathe, I'm commanding those lungs to open up in the name of Jesus. I'm commanding those lungs to open up in the name of Jesus. I'm releasing healing, oh Father God. You said in your word, you send forth thy word that healeth them, mighty God. I am sending your word to the hospitals. I'm sending your word to the ICUs. I'm sending your word, mighty God, to the people that are in quarantine, mighty God. I'm saying, oh God, you are able to heal. You are healing them right now. You are healing them right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I can feel it, oh God. You are doing it. You are healing. You are healing your people in Jesus' name. Father God, we believe in you. You said, you know, whenever we pray, we must believe that which we ask for shall be done, and we believe that, mighty God, right now you have brought about healing, mighty God, in the homes. And I'm praying, you know, mother, even for those that who have lost hope, those who are discouraged, mighty God, feeling desperation and feeling, mighty God, depressed. I am praying that you can restore hope into their lives, mighty God, and you can remind them that, Lord, there is future in you, and that, Lord, you are going to make sure that we are going to come out of this epidemic alive in Jesus' name. We believe in you, oh God. We give you the praise, we give you the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Simpiwe. We really thank God for men like you who are serving in the health sector, but also, you know, are prayerful and you know, you stay rooted in the word of God and you believe and you know and you have seen God. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Mama. Thank you so much.
Okay. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, family. That was Simpiwe Mandlesilo, who is a husband, a father, an author, and also a medical doctor, and he's a pastor. And we were talking about how to remain hopeful and, you know, being rooted in the word of God, especially in times like these where we are dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic, where we are so fearful. We are worried about jobs. We are worried about our children going back to school. We are worried about so much. But I like what he said, that above all, God is able to do it for us. God is able to heal the people who are sick. God is able to take away this pandemic. I mean, even earlier, we listened to an insert a message coming from Joseph Prince, and also he was ministering on the book of Psalm 91 to say, he who dwells under the shelter of the Almighty. You know, when we dwell in him, when you read the word, when you listen to music, worship, you know, when you stay away from news that depress you, but listen to things that are meaningful, that make, even when you are in quarantine or in isolation, make sure that you listen to things that will uplift your mood. Imagine you are in isolation, you know, for 14 days, yet you watch the news every day, you go to Facebook and you see that people are dying, you get worried, your fear, you know, becomes your daily bread. So try and motivate yourself. It's a reality that COVID-19 is here, but try, motivate yourself, listen to meaningful messages on YouTube or whatever, wherever you can get messages. Listen to gospel music, sermons that are uplifting. Make sure that even on your WhatsApp, you chat to friends that will send positive messages, not people who will instill fear and send you things that will sort of scare you. So let us remain hopeful. God is for us. He's not against us. Yes, people have lost their lives, but we are still hopeful that God will heal our land. Up next, here is a beautiful song coming from Brian and Katie Torwald, and they are singing It Was Finished.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.